Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome in 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a tremendous day. Let's get it, man. How you been?
I'm fantastic. How you been, buddy?
Good.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Yeah. Got ourselves back from Logan.
Yes.
I got word from my cousin, who's a big-time Utah State fan, and he said that might have been the best Hans and Scotty show I've heard in 10 years. I said, well, it was a lot of Aggie coverage.
Yeah, we blew it up there. And big thanks to everybody up there for letting us invade their space and having some fun.
It was wall-to-wall, but I'm excited for these coaches. I'm excited for Coach Calhoun.
Yeah.
You saw the response from that interview?
Yeah, it seemed like people were pretty happy about it.
Whew. He's got people fired up.
Yeah, well, you start dropping things like national championship, and that's going to get people's attention pretty quick.
Well, you know, he came across to me as a pretty polished hire.
Yes.
It's like when I was talking to him, it was like I'm talking to a guy that's got every duck in a row. Each duck is named. It's all dressed up. You know, it's like that perfect church mom that's got eight kids and they're all in matching dresses and hair's all parted perfectly and they're all marching into the chapel single file. And That's like talking to that coach, Calhoun. There's not a lot of loose ends. There's not a lot of confusion. Even asking him about his assistant staff, he was like, yeah, I can't really get into that. But he's looking at us like, it's done. It's put together. I know what direction I'm going. I didn't get the same feel for the women's basketball coach. I feel like he's, obviously, because how young he is. But what I got the feel for him is, dude has been around every great women's basketball coach you can think of. And he's been working as recent as last year with a Power 5, which will go to Power 4 in Ohio State. And the fact that he has spent even one season, let alone what he spent at the University of Utah under that program, that current coaching regime, I know that he's got a lot to give. It's just, we just haven't seen what he can do. But Coach Calhoun, we've seen it.
Yeah. I was really impressed with him, and it should be a lot of fun to see how it plays out.
I'm not saying he dominated with Youngstown, but people need to understand what Youngstown was.
Yeah.
And what he did with Youngstown to get to where he was.
And what he's done over the last 2 years have been pretty dominant.
Yeah.
So
a single-digit loss season last year, which Youngstown doesn't know anything about that.
No.
Back-to-back 20-plus wins. Like, that Youngstown doesn't
they
know what to do with
They don't see that.
And I am keeping my fingers crossed that he could be something special. You know, the fact that he's going to these guys, because you've talked about this, the roster is there. It is fruit on the tree to be picked. If he can just pick it and put it in his basket and keep it. And he went as far as to say, hey, if you come back, we could go win this thing.
Yeah.
When I was 19, 20, I mean, you know how arrogant I am now, but you think back when I was 19 to 20, and if you come in as a new head coach.
Lloyd nodding his head.
Lloyd, you know, sometimes you don't need to keeps it real, all right?
I thought that's what we liked about each other, is that we keep it real with one another.
Sometimes you don't need to keeps it real. Sometimes you could be like, I'm going to let him go with that one. But when I was 20, if you would have come in as my head coach, Scotty, and he'd say, Hance, we need you and Hulk and we need Sarkisian, we need all you guys to come back, because if you do, I think we can win one. I believe you. I'd be like,
Let's roll.
I think we can too. We had a first round win, probably should have had a second round win. That second round, You know what I'm finding as I'm getting a little bit older? I'm having a harder time letting go of certain moments in sports. I can't let go of what happened with Jake Retzlaff in the Oklahoma game.
The interception six. On the goal line?
Yeah, the pick six for a touchdown. I still haven't been able to let go of Cam Rising's interception in the end zone against Florida.
I've noticed that.
I can't let it go. It's weird. I'm struggling. I've got to shrug this Utah State second round loss, because they should have won that game.
To Purdue?
Well, maybe not to Purdue.
What? I mean,
I meant BYU.
Oh, the Duquesne game.
The Duquesne game.
Oh, okay.
The first round game.
Gotcha.
I can't let go of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes these things just hang on us.
No, I'm that way too. Because when you watch individual games and you see, like, I'll take that to Utah State playing San Diego State in the Mountain West Conference semifinal.
Yeah.
Aggies are up by 17 in the first half against the Aztecs, who would eventually go on and play in the Sweet 16. They're dominating that game, and everything's rolling for them, and Great Osabor picks up this ticky-tack foul at midcourt, 50 feet away from the bucket, does a reach in, boom, he picks up his second foul, and Danny Sprinkle sits him for the rest of the first half, and all of a sudden that 17-point lead gets whittled all the way down to 3 going into halftime, and San Diego State dominates in the second half and wins by 17, 18 points, and I look at that. And you can say, okay, San Diego State dominated for the final 25 minutes of that game. But you can look at individual moments of a game, like little plays, like the Retzlaff interception.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just little one individual play can set off everything.
Yep.
And that's can be the glorious and maddening thing about sports all in one.
Yep.
Because people just, the momentum shifts in sports are more dramatic than anything else.
They are.
And when it gets away from you, it gets away from you. When it's rolling for you and you're like you're a shooting guard, that all of a sudden that basket looks like it's 3 feet wide and you're shooting it into the ocean, or you're a play caller as an offensive coordinator and every play you're dialing up is a 15-yard gain.
Yep.
And it's just amazing. But yet there's some times where you goes the other way and you're just like, What is going on? How is this happening? It's just, it's crazy to see how all of that can play out in just a blink of an eye.
It's just maddening, man. It's maddening. The Utah loss last night, hopefully people got an opportunity to see it, because the first half was awesome. The first half of that game last night was awesome.
Great game.
Went in tied. Kareem Abdul was awesome. He was on his game. He was everything he was billed to be. And Utah's momentum shifted and collapsed in the second half.
Yeah.
That's exactly what, and it was off of a three. It was a 3-point shot by Indiana State that just changed. It felt like it shifted momentum. And Utah drops on that thing. But after that, it was like they couldn't get their breath in the second half of that game. Do you notice that?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Same thing. Yep.
I was hoping they'd get that win. All Pac-12 teams now eliminated from all postseason play. I guess I don't pay attention to NIT.
Honestly, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar put the final death knell in the Pac-12 basketball season.
In the Pac-12 basketball season altogether.
Yep.
Arizona was the only hope for the
correct
run to the Final Four. They're eliminated, and now Utah eliminated, and we will never see the Pac-12 or Pac-10 logo. I guess we'll see a Pac-2. What is the future with the Pac-2?
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like. I know that John Wilner did a story about the money and how it's going to be divvied up. I don't know if they try to pilfer the Mountain West Conference. I don't know what that looks like, but it's going to be a weird world coming up. They send their basketball teams now into the West Coast Conference for all other sports. They're going to go the BYU route.
Both Washington State and Oregon State?
Yeah.
All Olympic sports in the West Coast Conference?
I believe so, yeah.
But the West Coast Conference is a catch-all, aren't they?
They really are, aren't they? They're just like...
Gonzaga's like, yeah, come on in, fall into our trap.
Yeah, Washington State's over there like, hey, it's 2 a.m., what's up, baby?
Washington State, when they're getting their distribution, they're like, hey, how come Gonzaga got 75% of everything?
Like, welcome to our conference.
Well.
Hey, we made the tournament too, but they get 75. Yeah, well, you know, that's what we all signed up for.
Wait till they see Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference tournament, and Gonzaga doesn't play until the championship game.
Yeah, like, hey, we got here on Tuesday. Gonzaga's showing up on Saturday. What for a Sunday game? What's going on here?
Did they get four byes? Yeah, they did, actually.
Hey, by the way, you are getting compliments right and left on the goatee. I think that sucker's got to stay.
Oh, man. I don't know how much longer I can keep it.
Yeah?
But I've got a little trimmer, and I'm trying to send it care, but it's got a lot of gray in it. I feel like it's showing my age.
Oh, so what?
I feel like I'm walking around with...
So you grayed a little bit at 35. So what?
I feel like I'm...
It happens.
I feel like I'm walking around with a banner that says I'm 38 right across my chin, you know?
I haven't had the guts to do it. I shaved the other day. I forgot. Am I on board with this?
Yeah, please.
You guys want me to do this?
Yeah, grow this thing out. Let's get you going.
All right. I'll do it for April.
Let's see how this turns out. Lloyd, I can't see what you've got.
Yeah, I've got
shadow.
Nothing right now. I shaved. Okay. I shaved, but I can start it back up again.
Yeah, I completely forgot.
I like the Flavor Saver. I do enjoy that.
Hey, by the way, we were sitting there after the Blake Anderson interview, and you said, hey, Coach, we're going to be catching up with you soon about the 60 and 60. When is our summit, and when do we start putting that together?
Let's see here. What is it, early April? Usually about end of April we do the old sushi summit.
So end of this month.
End of the month, we'll put the list together. And then early May, we'll have the coaches scrub it. We'll get all the audio and start voting. I'll send out ballots probably about May 15th. And then
June-ish?
June 9th, 10th, around that area.
Is that number one?
Is usually when we'll announce number 60.
Let's go! This will be our 9th annual.
I think this is 10th.
Is this 10th?
I think this is number 10. Our first one we did, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Didn't do it in 20.
But
21,
we still
22,
count it.
23, 24.
Yeah, it's our 10th.
This'll be number 10.
Well, sadly, we know who the number one guy is going to be because...
Are we sure?
I think.
Well, yes, I'm sure we do, don't we?
Well, I don't know. Do we?
I don't know. Do we? My guess is probably he's from up on the hill.
So we're all sure it's Connor Pay.
I mean, Cam's won it, what, 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
He didn't even play last year.
But he didn't play last year.
Should he be stricken? You can't not play and then be in it again?
What are you, Moses? Jeez, you got the plates? You threw your hand sideways, too. Stricken.
You know who the only other player to win it 2 years in a row?
Lotelele?
Lowell. Yeah.
Lotelele.
Won it twice.
Yeah. Could Cam seize it a third time? It would be hard not to have it be him, but I could see why it wouldn't be. Look, it's up to the voters. We send it out to about 20 sports media voters here in the state, and they vote. But Scotty Lloyd and I, we do the re-rank that went swimmingly.
Yeah. How about if you're Utah State and you have four quarterbacks that have started Division I FBS games? Two of them at the Power 5 level with Bryson Barnes and Spencer Pietrus, the transfer from Iowa. Then you throw in Cooper Legault and you throw in McKay Hillstead, both who started numerous games last year. How many of those four are on the top 60 and 60? I wouldn't put Bryson on there.
Nope.
But Cooper.
Cooper, yes.
And Spencer. I mean, this dude started like 40 games in the Big 12 or the Big 10.
Spencer, probably.
And then.
Spencer, yes.
Yeah. And then does McKay Hillstead make it? Probably not. But there were moments where he looked fantastic last year.
See, the Hillstead study is going to be interesting to see what Blake Anderson does with him.
I think in a perfect world, he'd like to redshirt him.
Interesting.
That's me speculating. I've not talked to him about that. But
well, you know, you look at your in-state products and recruiting them and landing them and then how you are able to manage them, develop them, and McKay Hillstead is going to be a big study for Blake Anderson. Played a lot as a true freshman.
Yeah.
Had to save the day because of injuries. What was his first game in? Air Force?
Think so.
And didn't he kind of come in? Wasn't
He came in.
Utah State was down.
He came in midway through the game against Air Force, really rallied them. They lost that game, but he handled himself really well in that game.
But it was one of those situations that if he had five more minutes, he might have been able to do it. That
very,
kind of thing.
Very much so, yeah.
Well, I don't know with Jake Retzlaff.
Played a little bit against Idaho State, and then all of a sudden, then he played against James Madison. Played really well in that game. Threw that late interception, and then got rocked against UConn. Injured, missed the next two games, and then was kind of in and out of the lineup after that.
Jake Retzlaff and Gary Bohannon.
It's a tough call there.
Gary Bohannon didn't play last year, but either did Cam Rising. But Gary won a conference championship.
Yeah, exactly. Gary's got to be on there.
Jake Retzlaff was 0-4.
Yeah, that's oof.
But he's probably going to be BYU's starting quarterback. But that doesn't mean he has to be on the 60 and 60. It's like, did he play good enough in those four games? He had moments, but.
But you remember that one
putting
moment?
The 60.
You remember that one moment against Oklahoma State?
I already feel like we need Tylenol on this.
Yeah, I do remember it, Lloyd. I do remember it.
He was there.
Oh, okay.
I remember it well.
But you're not holding on to that, are
replays
you?
In my mind when I close my eyes. BYU had Oklahoma at home.
On the ropes.
At home they had them.
A 14-point swing just like that.
Oh.
I mean, frankly. I mean, as much as you get after Retzlaff, you know, a little bit of a Marshawn Lynch Super Bowl moment, like just run the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for sure an RPO call. But the way I understand it, the percentages leaned very heavy to the run. And I showed you the film off the right side dive. Actually, it was a right side, strong side blast, I think. B gap, but.
Hey, I know we're tap dancing a little bit. We'll get to starting lineup here in a second. So this morning, I'm on Twitter. It's actually on the old stationary bike this morning, and I'm flipping through Twitter. And
what
like,
stationary bike you got? You got that Peloton?
No, I will be though.
Are you gonna?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get one and we can ride in the mornings together.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming tomorrow night actually.
You got a Peloton bike?
Yeah.
Did you give him a big raise?
No.
No. Jeez.
What are you doing?
Have you seen the price tag? They're $4,000.
Can I just say?
Or five.
My faith in humanity has been restored.
What? Oh.
No, I got a buddy who...
I want to be happy for you.
I got a buddy
they
who...
They had an extra one.
No. Yeah, that's what happened. But the screen broke on it. And so he's like, if you pay for the new screen, I'll give you the bike.
You got to be
kidding
me. And
that was probably like $3,000.
No, sure. It was a good chunk of change, but it wasn't the cost of the full bike.
Could you imagine living in that bountiful area where your friends are like, oh, I've got a Porsche, and the starting motor went out on my Porsche.
I get one good...
The starting
pretty
motor.
Much required to have a Peloton
I have one good thing happen to me. One good thing. And I didn't want to bring it up.
I can't wait till we see Scotty actually on a real bike with the whole outfit and everything. The helmet.
The spandex.
Taking up the whole street.
Could you imagine your neighbor just walking by? No.
Taking up the whole street?
No. Taking up the street like bikers do. Take up the street.
Could you imagine a neighbor walking by and
this
just
is my street.
Flipping you some keys and saying, hey, fix the starting motor on that and it's yours.
I've got the right of way, buddy.
That's ridiculous. I'm so jealous, man. I've wanted one, but it's subscription-based. And you got to pay like $5,000 just to get it.
But anyway.
I want that Peloton treadmill. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I was on Twitter, scrolling through Twitter, and so I wasn't really paying close attention. And I got mad at you for a second. Like, I was like, that dirty dog. Because I'm like, he's going on this massive cruise by the end of this month.
Oh.
And he hasn't even told me about it.
That's a year away.
I know.
Yeah, that's a year away.
I'm like, my gosh, he's going on some cruise with Rue Bell, and he didn't even tell me about it. I'm like, did he tell Lloyd?
Wait,
like,
what?
I got to fill a whole show here. And
it's next year, Lloyd.
But it's 2025. Yeah. But I was like, he goes in April. I'm like, it's April already. What's going on? He didn't even tell me. He's going on this cruise with Rubes. And he's making fun of me and Kevin White hanging out, and he's going cruising with Rue Bell. But no, that's next year.
That's next year.
Will you make sure and get that in workday, stat?
Yeah, I'll get that in there.
A year in advance would be great.
I am excited about it, though. Karaoke director.
Do you know where you're going? Is it Caribbean?
It's
or
down the coast of Mexico. It's the southern point of Mexico, I think.
Oh, yeah?
So that's where we're going. Hey, don't shift. No, free Pelotons are really nice.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think you're paying a lot for that cruise.
free Peloton. We're not getting up. Yeah, but the Peloton will be there for years.
Yeah, but you'll have those memories forever.
Well,
you and Tom Homo singing Summer Lovin'.
He's not singing that with me. Now, Chad Lewis, maybe.
I want you and Rubel, a video of you guys doing singing Summer Lovin'. On a cruise ship together doing karaoke.
My guess is Greg isn't going to want a karaoke. That'd be my guess. I don't know, though. Maybe.
You know, I've been to a lot of karaoke nights. I've never actually done karaoke. I've never actually gotten the mic in my hand and actually sang.
Ever?
Ever.
Why?
I don't know, man. That's really putting yourself out there.
Yeah, but it's, you've never had a dream to be like a lounge singer or...
No. Okay. And plus, I don't think I can sing very well either. So,
yeah, I would say some of our early duets would prove different.
All right, 12:25, Hans and Scotty. We'll get to your starting lineup coming up next. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday. We got a busy day. We'll have our weekly. And look, gather around the radio, folks. We're all in on this NHL talk. Again, Jay Stevens is going to join us coming up today at 1:05. And... Nasir Mahi will join us coming up at 2:05.
Yeah, and we're with Jay Stevens. We're going to be getting you ready for NHL postseason because we're all watching it with interest.
Yeah.
The NHL this year, to me, is more interesting than the NBA postseason. Now we're a couple of years removed from the Jazz taking part in such things. I just got to jump into the NHL and start to learn about it and – there was a time about 13 or 14 years ago when the Bruins were winning championships that I jumped in and I watched the Bruins.
Yeah.
They had this massive defender. They called him Big Z. I want to say, I don't think it was Zugaskis. That was a basketball guy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then
he was with the Cavaliers.
And then they had this Hall of Fame goalie that was incredible. That's the last time that I spent actual time watching the NHL. I am going to jump into NHL postseason. So if you want to learn along with Scotty, Lloyd, and myself, we're going to be taking this journey with Jay Stephens. Jay says that he'll be gentle.
Yes.
As we learn the fine game of hockey.
Hands and Scotty. It's all straight ahead. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome Big T Thurl Bailey back to the show.
Taylor Hendricks has really had an interesting position, right? You're talking the ninth pick in the draft, and with that comes a lot.
There's a long way to go to match the player I'm about to say, but ask for a best-case scenario to comp for him, given his size, his athletic ability. Scottie Pippen.
I don't think there's really a great comparison between those two right now. There's some similarities, some things that Taylor Hendricks can get to be that type of player. I actually think that he can be a better defender than Scotty. I think he can. I think he has a potential to be a better defender than Scotty Pippen was. It remains to be seen, but I see the potential in it. I would reserve the comparisons with Scotty Pippen right now. Give him a couple of years.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah!
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. I think BYU would let me on that cruise with you.
Yeah, for sure. You kidding me?
I show up. Hey, guys!
Absolutely. They would make you the cruise director.
Oh, man, rocking some Utah State gear. I'm sure that'd go over well.
You and Kevin White.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you and Kevin White and about 50 of the biggest Aggie fans walk into the...
What's up?
The lounge turns into an anchorman situation.
I watched this documentary on cruise ships, and there was like this behind-the-scenes meeting where the cruise director was talking to some of the employees, like, hey, guess what? Alcohol sales are down. We got to boost these up. You got to push. We got to get out, and they're talking about how they're going to try to really persuade people to buy this and this and this, and they make their money off, a lot of money off the alcohol sales. Oh, yeah. Well, you got a dry ship going down there to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
That can be interesting.
I don't know what they're...
Hey, guys, we got to work on the milkshake sales. Well, they bought the all-inclusive drink package.
One thing I do know on these cruise ships, the non-alcoholic daiquiris and margaritas and all those things, they cost the same as the alcoholic.
Oh, do they?
So
okay.
If people are like, well, I'll take one of those Miami Vices.
What do we got to do to do a Hans and Scotty cruise?
Well, I think that would be fun. It would be amazing.
If we did a Hans and Scotty trip, should we do a cruise ship? Should we do like a – I know you guys did the bus to Wendover. Lloyd knows all about that trip.
Yeah.
Or Mesquite.
I was like, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, we did. We went down to Mesquite. We took all the listeners.
On a big bus?
We had – well, most people came down. We did ride a bus down. We drove a bus down, and we had a big poker tournament down there. I think we had about 100 people that were involved, bought up the hotel rooms, all kinds of debauchery.
What do we have, about 12 buses for 12 people?
Yeah. We each got our
own. You guys drive separately.
We each got our own white passenger van.
Don't worry about the gas.
18-person passenger van.
Wow.
To drive down. It was strange, but it was great. Good times.
I think we ought to put something together. People are interested. Let me know. Maybe we'll figure something out.
Do we cancel the Hans and Scotty golf tournament and make it the Hans and Scotty
poker invitational in
poker invitation
or Wendover?
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know if that's going to fly with upper management, but I sure like that idea.
Probably not. But I think our listeners would love it.
Well, folks, yeah. Tell you what, Jazz lost 10 in a row last night, and the losses continue to stack. Last night it was Cleveland who came in, and Cleveland was shorthanded too. No Donovan Mitchell. I mean, you got Chris LeVert, Jarrett Allen, Max Strus, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley as your starting five. Sam Merrill played 32 minutes, had 18 points.
Yeah.
Coming off the bench, 6 of 12 from beyond the three-point line. So, and Cleveland wins that game going away, 129 to 113.
I love Caris LeVert. Whew, man, he's good. He is good. But like you said, no Donovan Mitchell. Did you see Donovan Mitchell pull Keontae George to the side after the game?
Yeah.
And barking quite a few things at him, some good instruction. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think Donovan Mitchell does care. Like he does care to be able to pull a rookie aside and do that. Now, remember, he was that rookie. Chris Paul was rubbing his head.
Yeah.
You remember all those visions of Chris Paul rubbing his head, and I can't remember, was it Luka Doncic that bumped him and was giving him a hard time? And there were a few guys. Maybe Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously the Paul George and that battle with Oklahoma City. There was some back and forth there.
So he got some good instruction from veterans, and I could tell that he's handing it off to the Utah Jazz. There's a couple of problems for me right now just watching this game. So Cleveland comes out, and they start just hot fire. And the Jazz look terrible, just look atrocious. And then what you're seeing in the trends of this is you're seeing teams start, they're getting into a lull, they're falling asleep a little bit at the wheel, and then they're waking up and coming back around and trying to finish things off, or they're throwing in personnel, or they're throwing in rotations and getting minutes for guys. And now I can't really get a good read on Hendricks. Now I can't really get a good read on George. Other than, you know, watching Sensabaugh go 6-9, that is a barometer. Going 6-9 from three and seeing his three success come around, that's great. Watching Keontae George cut to the lane and dish down to Hendricks, and Hendricks with a really nice pickup and dunk. Like those things athletic-wise and timing-wise, but as far as getting into a competition, an actual competitive game, not something that somebody's sleepwalking, doesn't really care about, making adjustments, fell asleep because they had an 18-point lead, and then they're like, the lead's only 8 points? Oh, okay, well, let's try harder for a minute. I'm not getting a sense of what these guys will do in crunch minutes, close games that have critical outcomes.
Yep.
But I'm watching them shoot 6 of 9 from three, or Hendricks 4 of 6 from three. Like, that was, it's great. If Hendricks can become a true stretch forward, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you add up Hendricks and Sensabaugh, and they're a combined 10 of 25 from three. That's a 650 shooting percentage.
That's a really good night. That's a really good night. But I think that the Utah...
By the way, 10 of 15, not 10 of 25, sorry.
Yeah, 10 of 15.
Yeah, my bad.
I think that the Utah Jazz right now are... They're in a bit of a bind, and it is obvious what they're doing. They've understood now that our pick is not going to convey. So we are going to have it. So let's get the best one we can, which is either 8 or 9. And they're tanking. They're losing. Now, the hard part about that is I can almost understand that if there were a couple things. Number one, if you could move further up than 8. Because I don't think you can get to 7.
No, I don't think so.
So it'd be, I'd understand it if you could get further up, but you got, what, 6 games left?
Yeah.
And so you can't really move that far. And then maybe they have their eye on somebody.
Looking at, you know, obviously, yeah, you're not, Memphis is only has 25 wins. You might. Toronto's at 23. You might be able to get past Toronto a bit. And then, obviously, Charlotte, Washington, Detroit, you're not touching them. So, yeah, there's... You might be able to move up one spot, but that's about it.
To 8, right?
To 8, yeah. Yeah.
So, understand that the positioning... There's not a lot they can do with positioning by tanking.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of... I guess they're wanting to ensure now that they don't convey, but it really doesn't matter. They wouldn't be able to convey anyways, because all the teams that are making the push, they're trying to hold on to those play-in spots, because you got a bunch of teams that are aging out and they want that shot. So I don't think there's much you could do anyways. So that's one thing about tanking. If people are like, oh, they're tanking. Well, did they really need to tank? I don't know if they're tanking. I think they're just playing their rookies. It's not like they're like, oh, don't play hard, we're going to lose.
No.
They know that they're in the 8 or 9 spot. So,
and that's a dangerous line. You can't do that. You can manipulate wins and losses by who you put in there, and that's what the Jazz are doing.
Yes.
But you can't be like, you know, pull a kid aside like, hey, Taylor, look, you're shooting the 3 ball way too well.
Yeah, they're not doing
Dial
that.
Dial it down.
Number two, and I kind of sent out a joke on this, and I don't know how it was received. I mean, some people, I think, thought I was serious, but I said... After this loss, that was the first team game losing streak since that 81-82 season. And I said, well, you got to do what you got to do to get Kyle Filipowski. Kyle Filipowski is, he's a big at Duke, and he's a dude.
Did you go with the biggest white dude from Duke just to tick people off?
I was not happy with that game.
I know.
And yeah. I'm not happy with the outcomes, and I'm just not overly happy with the Utah Jazz. I know they're doing what they got to do, and this all gets settled, and people will be excited to have a top 10 pick in the draft, and that's great. But right now I'm like, come on. But Kyle Filipowski, like, that's this draft. I'm sure this draft has gems in it, because every draft has some gems in it.
And there will be.
But it's like... It's like a 2 out of 30 chance to hit the gym.
Correct. There'll be 2 of them.
There'll be 2 of them.
Yep.
It's like a 2 out of 30.
And it doesn't necessarily, you don't necessarily need to be in the top 4 to get it, to find them.
Nope.
I mean, you go back
to
that.
You can find them at 11.
Yep. You can find them at 27. You can find them they'll be there. And I referenced the Ryan Smith quote because I think it's absolutely brilliant. It's very simplistic, but it's 100% true. It's not about where you draft. It's about who you draft. Because if you put in the work and you scout well enough and you develop, you can find superstars in the top 15 picks of the draft, certainly in the top 10 where the Jazz will be picking. So you have opportunities there to reload this roster, and you have ammunition to maneuver in the draft to make sure you get the guy you want.
But, you know, this goes back to last year, and I struggled through a lot of different emotions last year wanting to be more vocal about the Jazz efforts to tank. And remember, Scotty, I was pretty vocal saying, well, 14% is still 14% at a shot of Victor Wembanyama. That's still 14%. That would have been better than 9%, 6%. So you give yourself the best chance to get the 14%. Needed to finish in the bottom. Was it bottom two or bottom three?
Bottom three.
Bottom three, was it?
Yeah.
And, you know, the pushback was, well, you don't tank for draft positioning. And my argument was you do.
When it's Victor.
When it's Victor.
Yes.
When you've got potentially the greatest thing to come into the NBA since LeBron James. Then you do.
Yes.
And I got a lot of pushback on that. And I was okay with it, but I kind of changed my tune because they got hot for a bit. And it was like, man, they might hit a play-in, and this is actually kind of an exciting team. And remember, they started out differently last year than we ever thought they would. So it's like, okay, I can understand. But then they didn't make the postseason, and they didn't have a whiff. They didn't get even a little bit of a sniff of Victor Wembanyama. But this year, it's like, all right, don't tank because you don't have a Victor, and don't tank because you're not really moving spots. So what they're doing, they're not tanking. They're just putting it all on their future. It's just all it's the future.
Yeah.
And this is how it's playing out, and it's a current 10-game losing streak.
It's so hard to watch, though. I didn't watch it live last night. I had some commitments, so I texted you this morning when I was about wrapping up the first quarter, and I was like, Hans, I can't do this.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I know I have to, and I did, but it is a really rough watch right now.
But, even watching THT's minutes last night, it's – so he wasn't as sporadic. He wasn't as he didn't lose – three or four off the baseline, bumping off his knee, trying to draw the foul. But his minutes are so insignificant to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's tough for Jazz fans.
Yep, I get it. All right, 12:47, Hans and Scotty. We'll take a quick break. Come back, what you may have missed straight ahead. Jay Stevens will join us at 1:05. We'll talk a little NHL with him. It's all straight ahead right here on The Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present...
This is JJ and Alex.
Jay Stevens, Utah Puck Report is a podcast you can go listen to yourself.
The writing is on the wall. I mean, there's a billion dollars just approved through legislation. I think the state sees it, the city sees it as an opportunity to kind of revitalize downtown Salt Lake City. So even the people that aren't hockey fans are on board. The NHL really seems to like Ryan Smith. So you just start putting all those pieces together and it just looks like it's inevitable. And that's how I see it. I see like this is something that's happened. This train's coming. You should get on board and enjoy it and then be able to say I was there from the beginning.
Catch JJ and Alex afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for another edition of What You May Have Missed. And if you didn't see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last night for Indiana State, the Sycamores, dicing up the University of Utah, you missed out.
Frickin' Sycamores.
Yeah.
They ended up beating Utah 190. It was great up to the half, and then there was some blinking that went on, but now Indiana State moves on. They're going to be taking on Seton Hall. Seton Hall beat the tar out of Georgia.
Yeah. Seton Hall should have been in the Indiana State should have been in the NCAA tournament. Seton Hall should have been in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Based off of what was their net? It was like 25.
Yeah, their net was crazy.
Indiana State, it was ridiculous, and now we're starting to see why. A couple of things about this one. So, as you mentioned, it was back in Indiana. And it was in one of the more historic venues in all of college basketball or all of basketball together. And for anybody that watched it, you saw it was all Indiana State.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know this. I know that it was a sellout. And I know that Indiana State, I know that Terre Haute is only about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from Indiana. From Indianapolis. It's close. So I can promise you that out of the sellout, it was probably 90%.
That's what I'd heard, yeah.
It was a home court.
It was a home court for Indiana State.
And how cool is that for Indiana State?
Oh,
full
yeah.
Full home court advantage in a historic venue in an NIT quarterfinal or semifinal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So good for Indiana State and good for them. You know, they Avila is the real deal. He scored 15 in the first half. He ended up with 26 points and 10 rebounds, had 3 assists, and you see everything that he does, Scotty.
It doesn't look pretty, but it's certainly effective.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
Everything that he does. Davon Smith, though. Davon Smith.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that the University of Utah will miss badly.
If he indeed does go in the portal.
If he indeed does go. Was that not confirmed?
I didn't think it was confirmed. I thought we read the tweet out and then realized that the tweet was coming from somebody that, you know, wasn't necessarily verified and it wasn't verified by any official sources. So I don't know. It might be right. We'll find out. The Raleigh Wooster thing was right. He said Raleigh Wooster and Davion Smith would be in the portal, and Raleigh Wooster now is in the portal. So,
and he did have Davon Smith in there.
Yes,
too.
He did. So we'll see.
Davon was 10 of 16 last night. He was 6 of 6. He was perfect from outside the arc. And then he ended up with 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. So that's somebody that you'd keep your fingers crossed that you could get back, but
I don't care how many trucks you got to throw at that guy. Find a way to make it happen.
Not expecting. Well, I'm hopeful that Davon Smith is back.
Well, and here's the other thing too that I think fans need to realize is that in this day and age of college athletics. Okay, so I'll tell this story. I think I've told this on the air once. I had a boss not here. So this was a long time ago. And I went to him and I'm like, hey, we've had this guy working for us for a while. They'd like a raise. and can we get him a raise? And he's like, I don't have the budget for that. And I'm like, well, we need to get this guy taken care of. He's like, well, I can't. I'm like, okay, well, what do we got to do? He's like, well, he's got to go get a job offer from somebody else. If he gets an offer from somebody else, then I'll find the money for the raise. But right now I have the leverage and I'm not giving him the raise. It's a real Jack A thing to do. Make no mistake. I mean, it was a real Jack A thing to say. But these kids, I think, realize this. And one way in which they know that they can get offers. Now, they're getting offers with or without going in the portal. But once you say, I'm in the portal, then all of a sudden the leverage shifts back to the player.
Yeah, you find your value.
And then the player can be like, hey, guess what? I've got this and this and this. And it can be all on the up and up. And now they're like, look, but I love it here at Utah. Or I love it here at BYU or Utah State or wherever. Can you come close? And they're like, okay, well, he's got an offer and he's in the portal. He could leave us. We need him. We got to find a way to keep him. And so,
well,
so the moral of the story is just because a guy goes in the portal doesn't necessarily mean that he's gone. Now, it used to mean he was gone. Remember how Kyle Whittingham was like, if he even sniffs that portal, he's dead to us.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Most coaches were back then.
Kyle had to walk that back. Mekhi Bernard. There's other guys, you know, BYU with the wide receiver. I can't remember from last year that jumped in the portal and ended up coming back. Like, coaches realize, okay, I've got to walk that back a little bit because at the end of the day, I need these guys. And I can't let good talent leave. So if a kid goes in the portal, he's got leverage, and then you have an opportunity to match or bring him back. It's just going to cost you more.
Well, the scary thought is, think about this Utah season without Davon.
Yeah.
You know, how differently does this season go if you don't have Davon?
Yep, it's not good. All right, 1 o'clock straight up. Just found out Jay Stevens will not be joining us today. So we will not get you your hockey report coming up. He just reached out to Lloyd and said his day job is keeping him away. So a little bit of an audible. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.